Farmers along the U.S.'s southern border struggle with safety concerns. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall recently toured farms located along the southern border of the United States, and Duvall says State Farm Bureau organizations along the border reached out to ask for help dealing with safety concerns regarding a rise in the number of people crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. Duvall says that Farm Bureau's first step was to reach out to the White House.
We put together a letter to send to President Biden about our concerns. In a very brief time period, all 50 states and Puerto Rico signed on to that letter, and we sent it to the president, which generated a phone call between the four border state Farm Bureau presidents and representatives from the White House. We've seen how serious this situation is for our farmers. It is heartbreaking to see and hear some of the stories that I've heard this week. You know, they've experienced people coming across our border for decades, but never at the level that we're seeing it today. Our farmers and ranchers are worried about their safety and their family safety and their employees' safety. They're worried about the security of their property and their farm machinery and equipment. Some of them had their homes looted. They've seen their fences torn down numerous times with great expense to them. They've seen water sources tampered with and compromised during this time.
Farmers are even finding dead bodies of people who couldn't finish their journey. Produced by the Ag Information Network.